Let's welcome Julian to introduce Apache Agent Project 12. Welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, first let me say that I really appreciate everybody staying here. Thank you. I will try my best to make it a bit faster that we can finish off, and I mean everybody who's speaking will also go to speaker reception. First I have to introduce a change of title. I mean, we started off with the title, There's Life in the Old Dog Yet, Apache Agent Reinvents Itself in Edge Analytics, but we slightly had to change the title to...
Well, let's see if it works.
Yeah. Some awesome paint skills. There's no life in the old dog. Apache Agent retires itself, but that doesn't hurt Edge Analytics. And basically, this will lay the outline for the rest of the talk, and I will try to explain a bit why we consider that this is the right discussion, the right thing to do in the situation. Shortly introduce myself. My name is Julian. I'm married, have about 2.3 children.
What's the 0.3?
Well, there's one in the making. Well, yeah, I mean, I'm holding a PhD in mathematics. That explains the pedantic. I founded a small startup company in Germany, and I'm pretty active in this Apache IoT context. So a lot of the projects like Edge and PSA4X, IoTDB, I try to be there and active in the incubator helping like projects in this range. What I really want to talk about shortly is like edge computing as we see it, with a special focus on industrial applications. I'm from Germany, with a lot of machinery there, machine builders, a lot of classical industry. And how Apache Edge hasn't fitted in there yet, and how it probably will be in the future. So this is like the main outline. Skip some of those things. I mean, this is a slide that probably all of you know. I mean, we have a lot of stream processing frameworks at Apache, and there's even new ones coming up. Let's go over to the industrial Internet of Things. I mean, we've heard a lot about IoT, but this is IIoT. So really, there's an industry in it, big machines, big halls, like the real stuff. And things that are different there are that our sources basically are PLCs with hundreds of internal variables. So it's not like, okay, we have one sensor saying one thing, but no, we have hundreds of sensors saying things. We have totally different data types. Usually they come off of the machine without a scaling, so you have to know, oh, this one has to be multiplied by 10, or this one. I mean, it's come back from a time when there was no native float implementation, so they had to use integers and some kind of offset scaling. And we have tons of actors also with different technologies, so we really have to store metadata about it. It's not just knowing, okay, this is a simple value. You have to know, is this a motor, or is this, I don't know, valve, or whatever. So, and the next thing regarding stream processing, it's there are no discrete events. So it's not like fraud detection with credit cards or stuff where I just want to know if there's some anomaly or so. But it's really time series. So the events come in a certain order, or we have to order it and really have to know, okay, when did the pressure jump up? I mean, or when was a specific event? So events have to be extracted to start working on within my stream. Sometimes this can be done on absolute values, like, okay, we passed a certain temperature level, but also on other triggers, like a bit switched on or off or something, but even complexer cases like derivatives, like, okay, I see the pressure decreases with a certain rate, so we know there may be an issue with the valve or something. So this is really what we consider in this context of this talk is stream processing at the edge. So it's not about bringing, as Andy would say, flow files from A to B, but it's really about doing something with them. So a simple example is, I'll say, such a machine, it's a machine from one of our customers, a pretty big machine, which is used in the foundry. And we start off with cycle detection. So they're like, okay, we want to know how many parts the machine does each day. And so we start off with pretty simple code. I mean, this is something we could write in basically every of those stream processing frameworks we heard about today. So it's just we say we basically get a value each time, and then we see, okay, it has the same value as the last one or not, and if Well, if it goes from false to true, then we know, okay, there's another cycle done, and we store it, and that's it, basically. And then customers usually like, oh, okay, but bit could be shittering, so only if the cycle's longer than 10 seconds. Well, but no issue, we're coders, so we just add another if statement here, okay, everything's fine. And it's like, okay, but when the cycle stops, we need to store the pressure, because we know there's an issue or something. And then we're like, okay, no problem, we just add something to the event here. And I mean, you get the point here. It gets more and more complicated with every situation. Then something's like, okay, we also need some other values. And this is the point. I mean, we've been there many times. This is the point where we're like, wait a second, what are we doing here? I mean, it feels like reinvented the wheel. Code is basically every time the same, but especially this kind of code is extremely easy to make it wrong. So many switches, if statements, things like this are really, really hard to do, and usually you should do like, I don't know, 10 unit tests for all this stuff, and it's just annoying. And then there are even other more complex examples where like, okay, we need production parameters at points, but you have like chains. First this bit has to go off, and then this bit has to go on, and this thing has to be done, and I mean, do this plainly is really, really hard. So, this brings me, I mean, and we have all these stream processing frameworks, but they don't help us in this situation, because they're just helping us with bringing things from A to B. This is a small comparison I did with, I mean, this stream processing is not stream processing. We have a lot of many nice frameworks that focus on the cloud and have nice things like they can be scalable, distributed, they are reasonably fast and stateless and all that stuff, but at the edge we basically do not need any of the properties. I mean, it doesn't need to be distributed, as we have one edge device, so no need for distribution. It doesn't need to be scalable. Speed is no issue because we're in process, so we will always be like 10 or 100 times faster than at the cloud. So this is simply no issue. And we're usually not stateless. So we really, really stateful for the reason I just said, because these are streams, we have context. And also this message delivery thing, and in the cloud you have applications where you need exactly once, but at the edge, because you have order time series, at least once is usually sufficient, because if you reach the mark and it comes back again, and you can discard it with no issue. So those things that all those frameworks I've just shown, all the things those frameworks solve don't help us with our issue. So what I would like to do, and this is a previous example, what I rather would like to do is to be a bit more declarative, to say, okay, I have a strategy which says untrue, I should trigger something, and I have a handler which says, okay, it's an extractor, so I please extract field called pressure field and forward it as pressure. And this is something we have done at our company. Basically, we started writing such a framework, stream processing framework, we would call it, analytics framework for industrial applications. But it is really not a stream processing framework, something above. So basically, it's something you package inside your map method or your flat map method or whatever in a streaming framework. We open sourced it, I think, last year, and we considered that it might be interesting in context with Edge and our stuff, but we finally decided, this is like hot news from one day ago, we finally decided that it will be a sub-project of PLC4X. And I will say something about the reason behind it. I mean, PLC4X has been named so many times today, so no need to explain something, but PLC4X is like one major source where those data sets come from in our context. So let's say something about edge computing and then about edge. So in the end, if you do edge computing, you end up with some kind of idea how to do it. And I mean, we probably start with some best practice, the Lambda architecture is what everybody knows, and say, okay, I can do it. And in fact, we also did it that way. Like, we have a Kafka instance running, and we did not use Storm, we used Flink, in fact, but yeah, and then you have some kind of database and all running on a Raspberry Pi or something, or on a local PC, which which just feels weird. Yeah. And then even there, so you need some kind of cloud connectivity, which you can integrate into. And this is basically what the Edgeant project wanted to solve. So the idea was to have some kind of framework, they call it an Edge runtime, which has a nice syntax and which is capable of doing real-time analytics, and this is an important fact, and has also cloud communication integrated into it. So there's this picture, so the idea really is to have Edgeant, which is kind of it's in that sense really also like a streaming framework. You just get things inside via different protocols and probably do something or push it out to somewhere else.
Yeah. Maybe explain, Edgeant was previously called Quarks.
Oh yeah, you have to exactly. I try to do it reasonably fast. So Edgeant was called Quarks before and was basically given to the incubator by IBM. And IBM suddenly, one and a half years ago, suddenly decided to no longer contribute to Edgeant, and Edgeant basically was that day. I mean, there's one guy left over from the PPMC, which is Chris. Chris then took me on board, so basically we're the only two like responding PPMCs of the project. And we thought that it's nice because it's one of those building blocks you need in this IoT thing, because you need something, and using Kafka and Flink's not the solution, obviously. And I mean, here are some examples how ideally it should look like. I mean, there's also this concept, I followed this command and control thing pretty closely on Minify, because this is also something which was kind of integrated in here, which is something you need, because you need to communicate with these devices. And then there's really this idea that you can build your streams here. But, and I mean, also this edge-to-cloud thing is pretty important. I mean, I've copied over some screenshots from all major cloud vendors, and everybody has this framework, which is oftentimes partially open source or probably a complete open source framework. But everybody has its own API. Usually it leads to a vendor login. I mean, prices are pretty cheap nowadays, but you can't rely on a full solution on that because, well, then it will become expensive. And the Android fare is obviously pretty low, but as soon as you're in, then you won't find out that easy, I guess. So this finally, when I submitted the abstract, this is basically what we planned. We had this mission to really repopulate Edge and add some more integrations like the PLC brakes integration we have. I plan to do an IoTDB integration, which is one of the other hot projects in the IT space, and really repopulate this thing, bring people on board. And also integrate, as I said, also integrate the Crunch framework in. But it turned out that there was too few interest in the project, and I really have to admit, when going through the code, I went to the code base multiple times, and I would say lots of stuff that has been done there, probably from 2014 or 15, is just obsolete nowadays, because there are projects like Minify, for example, which give you basically everything and all you need in this context are just some processors, one would say, or use the Akka framework or whatever's out there. So the matter of how to bring basically values from A to B is no issue nowadays. It's more about the context. And there are other projects, even like Camel, probably would make sense in more complicated scenarios. So basically, I mean, I had this talk one or two times. We planned to do a meetup. We wrote several mails on the list. And basically, we concluded that this approach failed. So there really is no space left for Edgeant. What we observe, I mean, this image from before, and what we see is that there's quite a vibrant landscape growing in Apache, and we have projects like IoTDB, which are the ideal like data layer. We have projects like Crunch, I just told you about, which is a nice processor in that sense, and we have projects like PLC First, which of course is like the gateway. I mean, regarding cloud connection, we there currently is nothing directly, and I'm unsure if there's really something similar to what Hadoop would do, because usually this thing happens then in the cloud, this static analysis. So basically what we decided what's next with Agent is to retire. I mean, this is like the inofficial announcement because it's not on the list, but later on we'll write it on the list instead of formal vote on it.
We have to find a third vote to actually...
Well, Justin will jump in, I guess. Yeah. If someone wants to join the PPMC, then just let us know. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so basically it would be that area. So basically this is not like the official announcement yet. So it's not, yeah, we have to be sad for a second. Yeah, but what do we want to do here? This topic is hotter than ever, so there's no point in simply discarding it. But what we really should do, and it, not only Agent, but we as the IoT community, I mean, therefore it's nice to have the IoT track here, is find a way to integrate the modules that we find worthwhile in the current Agent code to other projects. For example, the cloud connections is something I would like to, therefore I'm happy that you stayed here. Just, I see many things could go to NiFi or MiniFi. I mean, Chris has some issues with the...
Cloud connectors,
responsiveness.
So we have one.
Excellent. It's less work of... Yeah, I mean, I guess there are even some, I would guess. Yeah, and it really comes basically up to the decision if we think there's a need for such an integration project like Agent was, or if we find some PMCs which basically help us take all the building blocks of Agent and just give them like new homes, that we as developers are able to get everything together to have a nice stack to build solutions. It's a buffer stack. And if we consider that there would be a need for something, then we should really consider do it as a sub-project in an existing PMC, as NiFi, for example, does it, or now we will do it in PLC4X, because it's really an important thing, and I see this in the IoT, we see this with several projects in this IoT area, that we have many projects in the incubator, but it's sometimes really hard to form a working PMC out of it. So we should really concentrate on this community aspect, not just on hacking some code that works. And one specific example for this is that there is this mailing list. We found it, I don't know, half a year ago or something. Or 3 months ago, it's called iot@apache.org. This is something we said we should have some central place where we could gather all those people from different projects. There are not that many people involved yet on this list, but I would really like to see it growing there a bit, and this could kind of fill at least one or two of the gaps that Action probably leaves. That we work together from these different projects, perhaps in a way, we're at ApacheCon, but I really like this concept how Eclipse does it with like their sub-project level. I mean, it's similar to the IoT track we now have. And this is like the list for it. So I would really like to see people coming to this list, discussing things, how we can integrate those projects, because no project will solve it all, and we should rather concentrate on integrating things and building solutions off of it than to make like another project, which, I mean, there's this XKCD comic about these standards involving all other standards or stuff. Yeah, so basically, this is it. I've done it as fast. Yeah.